Hi, friend. I'm glad you're joining. We have someone really special today that will be sharing some incredible wisdom and knowledge. As a certified holistic health coach, I had to study in school so many different types of modalities, health modalities that I didn't know were out there. And I feel like I live an incredibly rich life because I have access to so many different tools and resources and people that can help move through different challenges that come up. And I love to share this wisdom with you. When I find someone incredible and amazing and talented at what they do, I want you to know about it. And we have an incredible guest. Her name is Eileen Ladwig, going to be sharing her expertise as an occupational therapist using essential oils. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi, friend. Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. Hey friend, I wanted to let you in on something that's coming up that you might be interested in. The third week of January, I'm going to be doing several classes, and I call it Health and Wealth Week, where I go into essential oils more in depth in regards to how to use them, what they are, the essential oil arsenal that you should have in your home at all times, how to get them, the most cost-effective way to get them, why quality matters. These are classes that are live Zoom. We get to interact face-to-face. You can always turn off your camera if you don't want me to see you, but these are really fun, interactive, again, workshops, mini workshops I don't do all the time. But occasionally, it's fun to get to know people, especially new people. So if you are new essential oils, if you want to expand your essential oil collection, if you aren't completely happy with the quality or you're really not sure which oil brand to choose from all of the oils out there, you're going to want to come and join me and learn more. So I'll put the link in the show notes. Hop on over, register, you know, shoot me an Instagram message saying, I'll see you, Callie. And I can't, oh man, it's going to be so fun. It'll be just a really cool experience. And secondly, I'm also going to be doing a couple of classes regarding launching an essential oil wellness business. Now, when I was introduced to essential oils, I was at an all-time low. My husband was struggling with some pretty severe health problems. Also, we were not doing well financially. And I was looking for something that I could do from home that would allow me specifically to create passive income or wealth that is generated while you sleep. And before my friend told me, hey, you should sell essential oils with me, I was looking at all kinds of options, trying to figure out what I could do to honestly financially save our family. We were, like I said, in a not so great place. So if you are looking for something to do, or if you want to introduce a product into your practice and create some more income, generate some more income, you might be interested in coming to one of my essential oil wealth classes, where I really go in depth to what I do, how I do it. I have built doTERRA and have led essential oil movements all over the world. I've been able to speak on stages in China and in Japan and in Germany, teach people in Switzerland, teach people in Canada. I've traveled all over. One, because I think essential oils belong in every home. Good quality essential oils belong in every home. And gosh, I want more people to experience the lifestyle that I experience, which is really my dream life. I love, absolutely love what I do. So if you're curious, if you want to increase your income, replace your income, or even just make a couple extra $100 a week sharing the gift of essential oils, you're going to want to join me for my my essential oil wealth workshop. Okay, so I'll put all the links in the show notes. It's coming up, so get registered fast. And I can't wait to meet you. I think that's one of the things I'm most excited about is meeting you, meeting this audience that's tuning in regularly to the Essential Oil Coach podcast. So thanks for being here, you guys. Now let's get on with the podcast. Well, Eileen, welcome to the Essential Oil Coach podcast. I'm so excited for our guests to hear from you. I've known Eileen for how long have I known you? I think at least 8 years, right?
2012. So almost 10 years, Callie.
Wow.
It's been a lot. I know time goes by so fast.
I have always admired you, always have been so impressed by your professionalism, your knowledge of essential oils, also your extensive background. You're an occupational therapist. You specialize in cranial sacral therapy, but I know that's just one of the many things that you specialize in. I've seen your resume and I'm going, wow, this woman is quite incredible. And you've been using natural solutions in your practice for 30 years. You have a lot of experience.
I know. I'm getting old.
No, it's incredible. It's wonderful for us to be able to speak to someone with so much wisdom. Now, I know that you got started with essential oils because of a personal issue though, right?
Right. I was struggling with allergies. I'd had my whole life really, since I was very little. I can't really remember not having allergies. And then also, I had messed up my knees in 1984, and so those were an issue. But it was really the allergies is the thing that my friend Bianca helped me with first, and I was really resistant. I was trying to get all the fragrances out of our house, right? I wanted all the synthetic fragrances out, and here she wanted me to, like, use all these smelly things. And lavender, lemon, and peppermint is what I used. And lavender, I was not a fan of for a long, long time. Now I actually really enjoy it. I'm starting to think that our nasal palate must get cleared out kind of as the more we use the essential oils. So it's very interesting over time. Maybe some of the aromas that I didn't care for, you know, actually are fine now and maybe even become some of my favorites. So for all of those out there that think they really don't like essential oils, you know, be open.
I think that's so interesting that you even brought that up. I was just having a conversation with my husband, John. So neither of us has used cologne or perfume I don't even know, since we started using essential oils. And part of it was because my husband's allergies were so bad. So whenever I would put on my favorite perfume, he would just have like sneezing fits and be like, please just go wash that off. So I stopped using perfume for his benefit. And then when we started using essential oils, you know, we use essential oils for fragrances. And this Christmas, one of my sons gave my 8-year-old, I don't know, like Old Spice cologne from Walmart. And everyone's been complaining about it. They're like, stop wearing that. That smells so awful. Like, please, like, who got him that, you know? And my husband and I were just laughing. Like, it really smells so awful to us in perfume. And we're like, we can't stand it. And I think you're right. There's something amazing that happens when you use oils long enough. It does kind of clear your nasal. Is it palate that you said? That's interesting.
Well, yeah. Or, you know, whatever you'd like to refer to.
Yeah, I like that.
Definitely. And
that's awesome.
And it is just, you know, amazing. It's been so long with everything that's going on in the world. It's been a long time since I've walked through a mall, but I just remember, you know, I would just have to completely avoid the whole fragrance counters because they just, it's amazing, right? That we as women, not only willingly, but like excited about taking all this, kind of aroma into our bodies and our brains that it's actually harmful to us. And then it is interesting as our systems get cleaner and cleaner, how we're actually repelled by the same thing synthetically that we were attracted to.
I know, and yeah, I used to be a huge fan of all things smelly, lotions and candles and, you know, synthetic fragrances. Like, I was all about that. And now I can't even, like you, I'm like, oh, I can't even walk past different places in the mall, just because we are so spoiled with our beautiful, yeah, pure essential oils. Well, craniosacral therapy is maybe a new concept to a lot of our listeners. You say that you've been able to do it on infants to seniors. Anyone can use it. And when combined with the power of essential oils, it can be a very, very productive modality. Can you tell us a little bit more about what craniosacral therapy is?
Yeah. So I'll try to do this in a nutshell, but anyone listening may want to Google Upledger Institute cranial sacral therapy to learn more. There's a lot to it, but yet it's this simple, beautiful, gentle, super gentle modality. And I actually learned it back in 1986 when I was at a camp for kids with learning disabilities. And one of the beautiful therapists there had just started cranial sacral therapy actually for her daughter, who at two years old had a stroke. Very unusual situation and all, but she had been pointed to cranial sacral therapy. And so at the time I thought, oh my gosh, this is like, so like, I can barely explain occupational therapy. And I was doing a lot of specialization in sensory integration, which I then needed to learn how to explain. I thought, I'll never be able to explain cranial sacral therapy. Now, we'll put that in the back burner. Then, as often happens, I come back home and there it is, like in my mailbox, a weekend just intro course to cranial sacral therapy. And what I found is it's an extremely gentle but powerful healing modality. One of the basic kind of bottom line of cranial sacral therapy really is to release restriction within your soft tissues and your bone to improve fluid flow. So not only the fluid of the cerebrospinal fluid, but also the lymph and the blood. And when you think about it, so at first it's like cranial sacral therapy, like that's such an odd name. People would always say, you know, what kind of therapy? So the cranio as in the cranium and the sacrum as that triangular bone at the bottom of our spine. So it was developed by an osteopath by the name of Dr. John Upledger, and he named it cranial sacral therapy because you're dealing with the central nervous system and it's a whole body modality. But you are directly influencing the flow of the cerebrospinal fluid, which is important for bringing, you know, nutrients to our cells, for bringing waste out of our bodies. And this was actually discovered way back in the early 1900s. Very interesting, by an osteopath by the name of Dr. Sutherland. But he did all of his writings under the name of Bonehead Bill, because it was such a bizarre concept at the time to think that there could be movement in the human skull, especially the adults. Well, then fast forward to the mid-1970s, Dr. Upledger did a lot of research at Michigan State University in the Department of Biomechanics, and they used fresh frozen cadavers. And when you take courses through the Upledger Institute, you'll see these beautiful slides of the sutures, so where the bones come together in the head, right? Like the skulls, you'll see these little lines on a skull, right, where the two bones meet, and that's called the suture. And you'll see in these slides blood vessels and collagenous tissue and nerve endings. So they knew there was space even in an adult. And back in the early 1900s, this Dr. Sutherland, he had felt a rhythm at the head and the tailbone that seemed to be connected, very more like a wave. It's now referred to as the cranial sacral rhythm, but it's about 3 seconds in one direction, 3 seconds in the other, very slow, actually. But he felt this, and he realized that when he would work on the person as an osteopath, and he was able to make changes, that rhythm or that wave that he felt, actually the amplitude improved, and there was more symmetry in the body. And then later on in the kind of late 1970s, when Dr. Upledger was finishing up some of his research before he started teaching courses, he realized that because everything's connected from our top of our head to our tail, he actually feel this wave in the body, but the source of this motion, actually the protection of cerebral spinal fluid in cells in our brain, as they fill, that there's a one like part of the wave, and then as these sacs with the cerebral spinal fluid empty and the fluid goes around the brain down the spine carrying these nutrients, as it empties, that's another part of the wave. And it was very, very interesting. What was also interesting is that he found it wasn't the therapists that were the best at being able to feel this motion. It was actually teachers. And I thought that was very, very interesting. So really anyone could learn this modality. It's very, very light. For a long time, I couldn't feel this kind of quote unquote cranial sacral rhythm. And it was simply because my hands were too heavy. I was so used to palpating a muscle as a therapist, and you had to be very light. And the assistants would come around and say, you know, you're too heavy. You're blocking your ability to perceive this. And then years later, when I was assisted for about 15 years, I would find myself saying, you know, it's there. You just have to lighten up. You know, you're preventing.
Wow.
So anyway.
That is so fascinating.
Yeah. So it's very, you know, when people say, why would I want to seek out a cranial sacral therapist? I get a lot of referrals for headaches and migraines, ear issues, vertigo. But I also get a lot of referrals for little ones who you may notice a little babies wearing the helmets. Mm-hmm. If you've been out to the grocery stores and things. And so often these little ones have a really tight neck, which is pulling down in the back of their occipital bone, the back of the head, and it flattens that side or sometimes the back. And the body is so resilient and beautiful. And as you work with it, I'm not really doing to the body. I'm really, as a cranial sacral practitioner, we're just assisting, being with the body and inviting kind of the tissues to let go as our hands are just gently placed on the body, and feeling how things are changing and kind of encouraging that. But anyway, it's, yeah. So even though, again, people will come to see me often because of things related to the cranium or the head, you know, I've also treated people with knee problems or back problems or, you know, various things. So yeah, definitely a total body modality. And the essential oils are just beautiful because someone comes in with a back issue, of course, I'm going to use some essential oils like Deep Blue or Aroma Touch or maybe lemongrass to help with that physical pain. And those same oils might also be what they need emotionally. We know Deep Blue is so important for emotional pain. Or it might be that there's something else emotionally that's going on. And even though they're feeling the physical pain, it may be, you know, caused by an emotional problem.
You know, it's interesting. I actually have gone to see a craniosacral, and it was for emotional and trauma release. That was her specialty, which I thought was interesting. So it's interesting to see that you can use it for various things, and using oils in your treatment, I think, is brilliant. How do you determine which oils to use in a treatment?
It's really, you know, when Simpson, I'll have them just, you know, fill out a little form, what's going on with them physically, emotionally. And really from that, for the emotional piece, I love our emotional reference guide. And there's also the app now with that. And so a lot of times we'll just, you know, kind of look up the main emotions that are bothering them. And I'll just select a couple of those oils that are suggested there, and I let them choose. And how nice, you know, for then the person to be able to leave. I try to always give them, you know, if they don't have those particular oils, samples of those when they leave, so that they can kind of continue to address that. And with cranial sacral therapy, one of the things that Dr. Uppledger found as he did more and more and more of this therapy was that as we're working on the body, very often we do hold trauma in our tissues. And what's really wonderful is that the body is so smart and will never release something that it's not ready to do. Because people have often asked me, why aren't you afraid something crazy is going to come up at your session? And, you know, I never worry about that because this innate intelligence that we have will never allow someone to go into a space that they're not, you know, ready to move into. And I certainly would be happy to, you know, collaborate with, you know, counselors and psychologists and all of this too. And I know in some, you know, in fact, that would be really a fun thing to do. And a lot of, I don't know a lot, but that is happening around the country and around the world as well. So pretty cool stuff.
That's really, really neat. And you know, it's just a really fun thing to learn about. I think it's one thing that I'm learning more and more is how important it is to keep the nervous system as yeah. calm as possible. And when we're looking at what's happening in the world, and so many people are chronically in that fight or flight situation, I feel like emotionally, yeah. it's really hard to get that nervous system to calm down. And I've been learning, because I've been studying, that it's also really interferes with connection, deeper connection and relationships. And so I love that, yeah. that you do what you do. So can I ask you real quick, what are your favorite essential oils that you use regularly in treatment for physical support and emotional support?
I use Balance a lot. I find myself putting that on people's big toes, you know, the brain points and the big toes a lot as I will start a session. I really like to use frankincense on the cranial base, that little notch at the back of our skull there. I mean, those are a couple of real favorites. And then it's really kind of individual, more, you know, what is the person dealing with and what do they need?
I love that we're able to use essential oils with so much intention. Even this morning I woke up and was in a little bit of a funk and I pulled out, I love that you put lemongrass here is in some of your show notes, because I use lemongrass and Melissa just to quickly clear out any funky energy and to be ready for this beautiful interview. And I just love that you as a therapist are also very, very present and customizing, or what you customize really well to your clients' intentions and what they need. How do people learn more about you?
So if you would like to, if anyone would like to visit my website, it's eileen.everydayhealthyhabits.com. And I know there's many ways to spell Eileen these days, but it's eileen.everydayhealthyhabits.com. And for anyone, you know, if anyone is really doing any kind of body work and they're interested in incorporating the oils, I would be happy to chat, and they can reach me if they want to send an email to eileenmladwig@gmail.com. And that's LADWIG and Eileen, EILEEN. But at gmail.com, I would be happy to set up a time and we can just chat about it. And if you are in the New England area, I'm in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. I would love to meet you, and I would love to give you a nice big discount on your first treatment. So,
oh, I love that. I'm envious. I've actually been to Eileen's home. I'm like, I wish I lived closer.
That's incredible,
Eileen. I will make sure everyone gets those links in the show notes. And you said something about a discount as well if they mention the podcast.
They mentioned the podcast. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Very helpful. And I think people out there are going to most likely get some help that they've needed with craniosacral therapy. Thank you, Eileen.
Well, thank you, Callie. And thank you for everything that you and Jen and EO Movement does for the world, really.
Well, it's amazing, right? It's essential oils have been such a transformative gift in my life. I use them every day, all day. And I think we were even having a conversation recently in a group call where we were saying we forget how lucky we are. You know, it's kind of like having a fridge that just, you know, I mean, the things, the luxuries we get to enjoy, right? A fridge that cool keeps our food cool and running water. And I'm like that with my essential oils. They're just always there. And I know how to use every one of them. And yet there's so many that don't. And so I'm just so grateful that you are an amazing essential oil influencer, instructor, teacher, that you've taught so many and have helped so many, and I'm grateful for the work you do. So thank you so much, Eileen.
Callie, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, well, we'll talk again soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hey friend, thank you so much for joining the Essential Oil Coach podcast. And don't forget to register for one of the health or wealth classes. Those are coming up. Again, they're absolutely free. You can ask me anything. We're going to get into it in regards to what essential oils are, how to use them, the three ways to use them, how to get them into your home. And also for those of you who are looking to make a little extra money, love oils and want to figure out how to turn your health passions into profits, join me for one of my wealth classes. I never knew what actually using oils and sharing oils would do for me 10 years ago. And the type of financial freedom and time freedom that I have, I know is extremely rare. And I want more people to understand how I did it, why I did it, and how they can do it too. So if you're interested, again, like I mentioned, in possibly launching your own essential oil business, becoming a wellness entrepreneur and a wellness advocate for good, you guys, I've traveled literally all over the world doing this for 10 years. Launching people in Japan, in Canada, in Hawaii, in Florida, in Switzerland, Germany. I've been to these places helping people launch, and it's been such an amazing blessing to see people's lives transform, not only with the gift of essential oils, but also the gift of doing something that they love and are passionate about. And gosh, leading their own essential oil movements. I love that. So if you're interested in something like that, click on the link, join the Essential Oil Wealth class. And man, I can't wait to meet you. I really can't wait to meet you. I love to interact with my audience face to face. I love to help and inspire you and lead you to the right direction, you know, according to what you desire, and bridge the gap between your goals. So join me. Let's be friends. And again, thanks for being a part of the Essential Oil Coach podcast. This podcast wouldn't be here without listeners like you, and I appreciate your support.